Well, Alana, you kind of came storming in to say hello this morning. Some guy right on your coattails there. He's going to have to park that fat tire bike somewhere across the studio over there, maybe. But
that's right. And that guy is Jerry Smith, who co-founded the Bemidji Area Mountain Bikers, also known as BAM. In a couple of weeks, BAM will host their second annual Fat Bike Rally. And this year, the trails of Lake Bemidji State Park open to fat bikers for one day only, especially for the rally. Jerry Smith joins us this morning to talk about the rally. Jerry, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So first things first, tell us, what is a fat bike?
A fat bike is a bike with wide tires from 3.8 to 5 inches wide that can ride on all sorts of surfaces, from regular trail to snow, like packed trail or sand. Yeah, it's pretty much a do-everything, go-anywhere bike.
By now, probably a lot of our listeners have seen one of these, but the mm-hmm. first time I ever saw one was on a frozen creek in Winnipeg, and I thought, what is that?
Yeah, you know them when you see them, that's right. For sure. Yeah. Well, and it's so cool because they work on snow and in the desert. I think that's so unique.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, I'm looking for a completely honest answer here. Mm-hmm. Is fat biking for anyone and everyone?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell us why.
Yeah. Well, a fat bike, you can go on a lot of different surfaces, like I was saying. You can ride on sand a lot easier than with other bikes, obviously, with that extra surface area. And they're just really fun. Like, they can be a little bit more of a pain to push around, but they're just kind of big, goofy bikes that are a lot of fun to have to ride around on.
Good. And do you think the popularity of fat bikes is growing? I feel like I've seen them a lot more the last couple of years.
Yeah. I started fat biking about 5 years ago, and I think I was the only one in town for probably a year or two.
I thought
so. Yeah. And now it seems like there's probably almost everybody that has a bike is at least interested in it. And, I mean, Northern Cycle in town here has sold more fat bikes than ever this year. So it's really just been exponential in the growth.
Do you ever get stopped on your fat bike and asked about how they work or where you got it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. The questions are getting less and less every year, but the last couple of years, you know, you get stopped by cars and stuff like, what in the world is that thing? Like, why are those tires so huge? It's pretty funny. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about fat bike culture. I mean, is there a camaraderie among bikers who bike year-round?
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, people think you're a little crazy out there with big frost beard and just riding around in negative temperatures, but you definitely see another fat bike on the road, you give them a little wave. You're both going through some nasty conditions. So,
How hard are those things to pedal?
It depends. On clear roads and everything, I usually run my pressure and my tires pretty high, so it's not much different than riding another regular mountain bike around. But as you go through snow, you kind of drop your pressure down. And if you're going through nasty conditions, if you've got higher pressure, you kind of dig in. So you let some of that pressure out and you just kind of float on top of it. So it kind of depends on the conditions. But it's a lot easier to push a fat bike through snow than it is a regular mountain bike, that's for sure.
You have special pumps for those, or just use your regular pumps?
In the past, there wasn't special pumps, but more recently, a lot of companies are coming out with more high-volume pumps that just kind of like push out more pressure and like are made for lower pressure but kick out more volume.
So Jerry, how did you first get interested in winter mountain biking?
Well, I've been mountain biking for a while, and just to kind of cure the winter blues, I saw that Surly finally came out with a fat bike in full production, saved up some money for that, and I got into that about 5 years ago, and that really kind of cured the scratch, the mountain bike itch in the winter.
Absolutely. So, and yeah. I think our region has some really great options for winter mountain bikers. Where do you like to go around northern Minnesota?
I have gone to Duluth, down to Cuyuna. Last year we were grooming a single track out at Mobile Maze.
Sure.
But right now, just kind of a lot of roads, forest roads. You can pack with snowshoes and then ride. I like riding on the lake too. That's kind of a neat experience. You're kind of like riding on Hoth. It's pretty fun.
Great. We're talking with Jerry Smith, co-founder of the Bemidji Area Mountain Bikers. The group is hosting Bemidji's second annual Northland Fat Bike Rally the first weekend in March. So, Jerry, this is the second year of this rally. Year one must have been pretty successful.
Yeah. Year one, we were expecting around 20 people, and we ended up getting 53 participants. And we did a post-event survey just to kind of see where everybody was from, how long they've been doing it. 64% of people drove 60 to 180 miles to get to the race.
Wow.
64% of people, it was their first year fat biking as well. 81% said it was a perfect difficulty, 91% said it was the perfect distance offered, and 100% of people said they would do it again, which is pretty fantastic.
And you're hoping to have more numbers this year, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, we could have anywhere from, we're hoping to hit the same amount. So if we hit 53 people again, that's a success. But right now, it looks like we could have anywhere from 70 to 100 plus people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And tell us about the course. You mentioned difficulty in the first year. I was looking at the course this year, mm-hmm. and it looks like you've got some interesting terrain.
Yeah. So we're starting out on the lake. We're going to cross around Rocky Point on the north end of Lake Bemidji, mm-hmm. and then we're going to climb up Rocky Point on the bike trail, and then it's going to cut over to cross-country ski trails, kind of work your way around the park, and you're going to go out on the Blue Ox Trail and do the Fishhawk Loop, if anybody's familiar with Lake Bemidji State Park. And then the 28K race is actually going to cut across the road and go to the Bog Walk area, where there's a little bit more treacherous terrain, a little bit bigger hills to kick up and down. So,
how do people sign up, Jerry?
Right now, we don't have a pre-event sign-up because it's a free event.
Just show up, huh?
So just show up. We've got a Facebook page, Bemidji Area Mountain Bikers. You can kind of RSVP on that page if you'd like. But right now, we don't really have a pre-event sign-up. So just show up with your bike and, yeah.
Great. And is there a cost to enter or is it free?
It is free, but this year we're doing a canned food donation. So you bring canned food or a couple dollars to donate to the Bemidji Community Food Shelf, and that's your entrance fee.
Great. So. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
You heard it here. The Northland Fat Bike Rally happens March 5th at Lake Bemidji State Park. All bikers are welcome. And if you're not a biker, spectators and volunteers are also needed. For more info, you can check the events calendar on the Lake Bemidji State Park's webpage or give us a call at 800-662-5799.
This conversation with Jerry Smith has been part of Area Voices. Area Voices tells the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota and is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of the great state of Minnesota.